direct. From Guano Productions headquarters in the Los Angeles Underground, it's time for your new favorite podcast, The Superiority Complex. It's like honey in your ear holes. Welcome back to The Superiority Complex, everyone, your new favorite podcast. We're going to start off a little differently today. Everybody is here, Patrick, Jake, Justine, and John Sandy. However, I'm going to start off by making a couple of phone calls to a couple of other podcasters that I've met recently. And this is just a way to promote their show, promote our show, and try to help other people in the podcast community, because we are all here to help one another. And I firmly believe that a rising tide raises all boats. So the first person we're going to call is a person by the girlfriend, lady by the name, girl, woman, lady. What's correct? By the name of Alexandra Bowser. And I'm going to pause for just a quick second while I get the phone call set up. And we will be on the phone with her in just a second.
Hello?
Hello, is this Alexandra?
Yep.
Alexandra, this is Mario from the Superiority Complex. How are you?
Good.
I hope you're doing well. We are on the air right now. Well, not on the air. You know how it works. This will be uploaded in a little bit. I usually call somebody ahead of time and just let them know that we're going to be calling, but I had texted you earlier, and because of my fault, we're running a little behind schedule, so I thought I'd call you right away. And I know that this is your co-host's nap time. Is that correct?
It is. Yeah, I'm going to let him sleep a little bit longer.
Oh, good, good. Is that so? For people that don't know, what is the name of your podcast?
It's Arthur Mommy Movie Time.
Arthur Mommy Movie Time. And I listened to the episode yesterday. Your co-host is very interesting. I would say you probably have the most interesting co-host in all of podcasting. It is your son Arthur, correct?
Yeah.
And how old is Arthur?
2 years old. He's very charming.
He's 2 years old. He's very charming. He loves movies. What was your inspiration for starting the podcast?
Well, I've been listening to the podcast for like 5 years, and I always wanted to start one, but I didn't really have anyone to make a podcast with. And I'm a stay-at-home mom, and one day it just clicked that I should try and record him and see what happens.
Now, it's funny because I've been doing this a few years, and there are episodes from when my daughter was smaller where I would kind of have her on, you know, or if I was short a guest or I just thought it would be a funny interview, I would kind of do little bits with her. But she was already a bit older. Arthur is 2, so he's firmly in that toddler stage. So how challenging is it for him to – does he understand what's going on, or does he just go with it?
He has no idea. We go into a room where I've taken out all of his noisy toys, and we record for about twice as long as an episode actually is. I do a lot of editing.
You do a lot of editing? Well, yeah, it's kind of hard to wrangle a toddler. They're just going to do what they're going to do. Did you get inspiration from any other podcasts? Was there somebody out there doing something similar, or you're just like, Arthur and I see a lot of movies, let's do some reviews?
Well, I love One Bad Mother, which is a comedy parenting podcast that kind of reminds you to just laugh about things and not worry about being judged. So that was a big inspiration. And yeah, then I was just thinking about the fact that we watch movies over and over again because some of them are just his favorites, and I have a lot of opinions about Elmo and Grouchland, and I just wanted to share them with anyone.
You do get to see those movies over and over and over when they're that age. Do you have a favorite movie that you guys have reviewed so far?
Moana is the best. Every time we watch it.
That is fantastic. So is it not fantastic? And let me tell you something. Someone who's on the other end, because my daughter is now in junior high, she actually saw that in the theater 3 times and loved it every time. So you're not alone on that one.
We saw in theaters.
It was great.
So good.
It doesn't get enough love. I don't understand. I know people that kind of seen it, or they like it, or they're waiting on it. I don't know why you would want to wait. I thought it was great.
A little bit for being a princess movie, and people don't get that it's not a princess movie.
Yeah, maybe that's it. I think if people give it a shot. For me, on the show last year, I named Shiny. That was my favorite song of last year because I'm a huge David Bowie fan.
Creepy.
I know. I'm a huge David Bowie fan, and I'm a huge fan of Flight of the Conchords. So for me, it hit a lot of the right spots. But you just saw Cars 3. Now, you know, I'm sorry. What I did is I skipped ahead. I didn't tell anybody. The whole gist of your show is that you and your son, you review these movies with your son, and they're family movies because that's exactly what you're watching with young Arthur. And so you just saw Cars 3, and I don't think anyone here on our staff, I say staff, but nobody gets paid, but I don't think anyone here at the studio saw Cars 3. So do you want to give us your opinions? We're huge Pixar fans here. It's just, I think my daughter's beyond the Cars 3 age, I think.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have to see Cars 3, I might just skip it, unfortunately. I went in with super high expectations for Cars 3 because the trailer looked pretty good, and I was thinking that it might be like a Rocky movie.
Yeah.
It's just, they just can't quite get there. They can't seem to put any heart in these Cars movies.
It's rough because, you know, I love Pixar, and if you ever go back and listen to the show, I actually have a friend that works at Pixar. He actually directed a short that we love. He directed Sanjay Super Team, which was ahead of Good Dinosaur. I know him. He's a friend. So it's hard for me to not like stuff. I'm predisposed to like the Pixar stuff, but I just really had no interest in seeing Cars 3. So as someone who got to see – now, you got to see it with your son, so that kind of put a different spin on it because
– Yeah, we went to the drive-in, which was super fun. It's great to see movies at the drive-in. So
is that where you usually go, or do you usually take him just to a regular theater?
He'll actually go – he'll actually sit in a regular theater. But we always go to the first showing in the morning in case he decides he's going to be, like, fussy. So there's never anyone there.
Yeah. That's always a gamble with a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
And
I just couldn't believe when he sat through Moana all the way. It was amazing.
That is great, and I think that speaks to that movie too. And did he like the drive-in?
He does. Yeah. I mean, because I bring toys and glow sticks, so we have like a party there.
There you go. Fun time. And was he riveted? Was he as riveted as he was with Moana, or was he just sort of, you know?
He was really into it. He loves the Cars movies, though. Like, he really does. I rented one kind of just to see if he was into it, and then I had to buy both of them because he's just obsessed.
Well, you know what? I think you nailed what the problem is with the Cars franchise. And I don't think it's a problem per se. I just don't think those movies are for you and I, whereas sort of the rest of the Pixar movies are.
They try in this one. They really seem to try to pull parents in with the, like, retirement plot line. They just...
You're a little young for that, though. I think you're a little young for that, so maybe that didn't grab you either.
Yeah, I don't know who it was for.
Maybe the grandparents that are taking the kids to the movies, maybe?
Yeah.
So how many episodes of your podcast have you done now?
I think 10.
10.
That sounds right.
Yeah, and what's your schedule? Do you get them out just whenever you can, or do you try to?
They come out weekly on Tuesdays.
Okay.
They're only about 10 to 15 minutes long because that's about as long as I can record with him, really.
Sure.
Before he just leaves, or I can't distract him anymore.
That's funny because he has the same problem that everybody here at the podcast has. They just get up and wander off in the middle of the show. But they're millennials.
Yeah, I'm kind of lucky in that I'm the one like podcast host who can just go physically lift their co-host and bring them into the room.
I wish I could do that sometimes. Just lift them up and carry them out the door. So do you have any are you just going to keep going with this as long as Arthur is willing to participate?
Yeah, I think it'll be really interesting if he gets a little bit older. On the Moana episode, we had my 6-year-old niece on, and she just said crazy stuff. So I'm excited. For him to be able to say more things.
Yeah, when you have kids that age, they'll just say whatever comes into their head. So you might want to keep that editing software close by. Do you have any other – let me ask you this. What are some of your other favorite podcasts that you like to listen to?
I listen to tons of podcasts. I listen to like 30. I listen to a lot of the Max Fun podcasts.
So Jordan, Jesse, Go.
Yeah, I actually just went to Max FunCon West, and it was amazing.
Where was it this year?
It's in Lake Arrowhead, California.
Oh, it's always in Lake Arrowhead. Yeah. We're right outside of L.A., so that's not too far. But I've never gone to Max Von Con.
Everyone should go because it's fantastic. And Lady to Lady was there, and that's a new favorite of mine. They're so funny.
Love it. How did you get into podcasts in the first place? I'm always fascinated to hear this.
I really loved John Hodgman's books.
Oh, okay.
And one of my friends recommended his podcast to me, and then I kind of just went from there.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you, Alexander. Where can we find your podcast? Where can everybody find your podcast?
I mean, it's pretty much everywhere podcasts are, iTunes and whatever podcasting app.
And
it's at ArthurMommyMovieTime.com.
And are you on Twitter at all? Facebook? Is there anywhere else people can find you?
Yeah, you can find it on Facebook, or the Twitter handle is ArthurMommyMT.
Okay. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you, Alexandra. It was a pleasure talking to you, Alexandra. I'm sorry to hear that we could skip Cars 3.
Yeah. Our next episode is going to be on Zootopia, though, and that's great.
Oh, that is a good one. That was another one of our favorites last year. You're lucky because you're kind of living in the golden age of good movies that parents can go and enjoy with their kids. We got a lot of that because I think, you know, having grown up in the 80s, I think my parents really got the short shrift on that stuff.
Yeah, so we're going to have to go see the Emoji movies. So, I mean, don't call it the golden age just yet.
That's true. Well, you know, it's funny. My daughter, who's now, the jaded, she's 12 and she's jaded. She's like, why are they making this movie? She said the same thing about the Angry Birds movie as well.
Arthur loved that.
Did he?
He did a pretty good episode on it.
Okay. I'm going to check it out because I'll listen to your review and then maybe that'll be my substitute for actually seeing the movie. Okay. Well, thank you, Alexandra. We will hopefully hear from you again. And please listen to the podcast listen to Alexander's podcast because it's great. Especially if you have kids, you will relate. And you're doing a good job, and we're glad to have you on. Keep it up.
Thanks. It was nice to be on.
We will talk to you soon, Alexandra. Have a wonderful day.
Bye.
That was Alexandra, everybody. Alexandra has a podcast called These Kids Were Out. So I asked Jake, Justine, and Patrick. I was like, come on in. And they're like, we don't want to listen to some calls.
You didn't.
I'm kidding. I kicked them all out.
We're all muted. You kicked us out, and I look over and I see him talking to someone over the phone. I'm like, well, I guess he's finally gone on solo with his podcast now.
Yeah, he phones in though.
Finally decided I don't need anybody.
Was he not in there when I said I'll be inside talking to myself?
Yeah, he was.
He was. He doesn't listen. You don't listen.
What'd you say?
I thought you were just being stupid and fun. I'm just going to be in here talking to myself. I thought you're still working on that.
You don't listen. Anyway, everybody listen to Arthur Mommy Me Time. If you have kids, it's a great podcast. And she does reviews of family movies. And she gives her perspective as an adult sometimes in a really nice way. So that was Alexander Bowser, everybody. Now we're going to call our friend Brent. Brent has a podcast called The Home Video Hustle, which you guys have heard me plug on this very show. And he gave us a shout-out. I gave him a shout-out last week. Then he gave us a shout out, trying to like out shout my shout out. So now I have to have him on the show. Okay, this is like podcast battle.
We don't call it superiority complex for nothing.
Exactly.
Okay?
We always have to have the upper hand. Mm-hmm. So let's call Brent. We're calling Brent. I believe Brent is in.
We're the underhand.
Where Brent is in? Oh, Brent is in Ohio, and he actually listens to the show. He's a huge fan. He does not like one of us. I'm just kidding.
Hi, Brent.
I'm going to ask him who he doesn't like.
Who's the least favorite? Yeah.
Which one does he hate?
I'm kidding.
Isn't it like 6 o'clock in Ohio right now?
No, it's 3:30. It's like 6
o'clock. It's not on the other side of the world.
Here we go. I know that. Who's the yoke?
Here we go.
No, they're like a day behind.
Don't ever tell jokes. Here we go. That's my thing.
Wait, stop talking. Everybody's muted. It's exciting because you don't. Is this Brent?
It sure is.
Brent, this is Mario from the Superiority Complex.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, Brent?
I'm pretty good, man.
Listen, I was just telling everybody here. So Justine is here, Jake is here, Patrick is here, and they are all waving. You guys can say hello. He can hear
hello.
You.
Hello.
Hello, Brent.
We
hello.
Assumed we were yep. muted still.
I wanted to mute him. But I was telling these guys, you actually listen to the show, and my buddy John is going to be here too. But I was letting him know what you told me on Twitter, that you actually don't like one of the people on the show. And did you want to reveal that, or do you want me to go ahead and keep that secret?
No, I'm going to keep that between us right now.
Because we have some ideas of who it might be.
We know who it is.
Wait, what's the Twitter handle?
It's one of the guys with a beard, so it could be Jake, Justine, or Patrick, really. Or John.
No one can be John Sandy.
So, Brent, do you want to take a minute and tell everybody what the Home Video Hustle is? Because I honestly love it, because I'm a huge Mystery Science Theater 3000 fan, and this is just like, you know, I love that you guys are inspired by that, or you were anyway, and you dragged PJ into it. So tell everybody what it's about.
Let's see. Well, 26 years ago, my mother gave birth to this young dude. Grew up watching a lot of movies. Nah.
No, keep going. I like this. This is good. It has an epic feel to it.
We got Lord of the Rings style.
Yeah.
In it for the long haul.
I can feel it in the water, Brent.
You have my hooks.
I just always grew up as a fan of Mystery Science Theater. Love movies. I got a huge movie collection here at the house. People always told me I wasted my money on them. I said, one day I'll find a use out of them. And I went to broadcasting school, learned how to do radio and all that. And I was like, you know what? Why don't I do a show where I talk about these movies and possibly get my money back?
That's your whole plan?
That was one of the plans.
Your whole plan is to make money. Well, let me I don't want to ruin your I'll go ahead and say live your dreams. I'll go ahead and say that. Live your dreams. I'm trying to scrape up money from my co-host to get lunch, but we'll see how that works out. We'll see how that works out.
Keep trying.
For me to get lunch.
So you guys are recording your 8th episode or 7th episode right now?
Well, it's already recorded and edited, but Friday we'll be recording the 8th one, but on Friday, 2 to 7th one will be uploading.
Now, can I spoil what that's going to be? Because I think I know.
Go ahead if you know.
And we've mentioned it on the show here. Is it Gymkhana?
It sure is.
Gymkhana, one of the great – I think I showed you guys a trailer for that.
You did.
It comes up on the show quite often. And if I'm not mistaken, it comes up on the it comes up on Mystery Science Theater a couple of times.
Yeah, that's where I first heard about it.
Let me ask you.
Whenever there was a fight scene, somebody would do a kick, and somebody would just go, Gymkhana.
That's it.
I have seen that.
My favorite is in it's in the movie. What's the one with Ron Howard where he's a kid and they eat the pink stuff and they grow? Village of the Giants.
In
Village of the Giants. Tommy Kirk has to do this jump because the floor is electrocuted, and Tommy Kirk is kind of this wimpy kid who was in a lot of Disney movies, and he jumps from the floor onto the sprinkler overhead, and Tom Servo goes, Gymkhana. So, now, I remember that trailer as a kid, because you're younger than I am, but I remember that trailer when I was like, 13 or 14. I remember seeing the trailers for that, and thinking, this is the dumbest movie I've ever seen. So now you guys let me ask you this, because you've watched pretty much you watch some movies you don't like, but you watch some movies you like. So do you have what's the criteria for you picking movies? Is it just because I know PJ probably isn't as well versed as you? So are you just picking stuff?
Oh, not at all.
Are you just picking stuff PJ hasn't seen?
For the most part, yeah. It's a lot of like our main thing is that we like to watch a lot of movies that may not get talked about a lot. The real super B movies.
Yeah,
Z movies, whatever you want to call them. But the fun thing about it is that PJ hasn't seen anything. Like, I introduced PJ to RoboCop and Terminator and all kind of movies think everybody grew up watching, but he has seen none of them.
What happened to PJ? What's going on with PJ?
Well, Rocket's even living in there.
We need PJ's backstory.
It's funny you say that, because I told him, because we had a couple people message us about that. So on the next episode, I'm going to have him go ahead and tell his life story on there about why he's never seen anything.
Because I understand, if people haven't seen, I was telling these guys about Mystery Science Theater. That is like the definition of a cult show. But but if somebody says, I haven't seen Predator or, something like that.
Aliens, RoboCop.
Yeah, where have you been?
God.
All those movies y'all just named, I had to show them to for the first time.
Really?
I've never seen none of those.
Jeez. That is painful.
So let me ask you this. I know PJ's not there to speak for himself, but I trust you as his mouthpiece. What is PJ's favorite movie?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. It's going to be a movie I showed him. I'm trying to think, because he has a lot of them. If I was asking, he probably wouldn't give a definite answer. But the first movie that comes to mind, because me and him talk about it all the time, it might be Natural Born Killers. That's one he really likes.
Okay, see, that's not a... See, that's... He knows that movie, but then he should know... Because that movie's an older movie. That's 20 years old now.
Like 94, I think.
Yeah. What about... has he ever seen The Godfather?
Nope.
What?
Wow. I think... Well, you know, I might lie to it, because I think I gave him my VHS tape of that. And so he might have seen The Godfather. I'm not sure.
So when did he get out of the bunker?
Yeah, was he living in a bunker? I want to know PJ's life. You know what, Brent? Hang up. I'm going to call PJ. He fascinates me.
What's his number? We'll call him real.
No, I really do. I really do enjoy your podcast, because it's just – it's the – you know what it is? It's so – it's very simple, and it's just two guys. Literally, it's like if you were sitting like in a booth in a restaurant overhearing two guys talking about this crazy movie they just saw. And I love that you're all over the map, because you've already done – you started with Equilibrium, which is a horrible movie. And thanks to you,
I had never even seen that one. That was brand new to me.
Well, here's the thing. I had seen bits of it on cable and never had interest. And then thanks to you, I went to go try to watch it on Amazon Prime. So you owe me 2 hours. So this is going to be a two-hour.
Sorry about that.
2 hour interview.
Have you guys seen Equilibrium?
No, but you guys made it seem interesting right now.
Bits and pieces.
It's
strange.
It's boring. Basically, yeah, it's boring.
Yeah.
It's a Matrix ripoff.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's kind of a cross between the Matrix and maybe like The Handmaid's Tale on Amazon right
or
now.
Or Minority Report.
Oh, God.
So you guys are just recording the whole time?
What do you mean?
Like while they're watching the movie?
They're not,
no,
they're not doing Mystery.
They watch the movie.
And then they review
it. And what's funny is they could have just watched the movie a minute ago and they remember nothing. Which
That's how it is in real life, though. That's
yeah,
how it is.
It is,
though.
That's why I love it, because they're trying to piece it like, no, he went to the house first. No, he didn't. This is after he shot the hooker.
These are real arguments.
Oh,
you know,
my.
He should, if he knows it's going to be like a good part,
it's
like if it's Star Wars and PJ hasn't seen Star Wars, so when he reveals that he's the father,
that.
He
oh,
should
my
record
Lord
it.
In heaven.
Wait a minute.
Did you hear that?
First of all, great suggestion. Justine suggested like we're getting audio recording of like his reactions.
But
then,
if you know the movie ahead of time,
yeah.
And what's about
oh,
to
that's
happen?
That's a good idea, actually.
Record that part, and then you can go back to it.
And then, you can record that and drop it in later because you got the audacity. You just drop it back in.
Well, he has the skills apparently because he did go to broadcasting.
He went to broadcasting school.
Kind of jealous of his standards right now.
I'm talking to like a real guy right
now.
Got
a high quality show.
They thought
here.
I was just to calling some dude in Ohio. I was like, come on, guys, come on. But
shames the rest.
But
of us.
Brent dropped a bomb in there. Did you hear? He said PJ's never seen Star Wars.
Sorry, it'll be mind-blowing for him.
I'm telling you, he's lived in a bunker. It's the only thing that makes sense.
The even bigger bomb in that is that he's seen, the only one he's ever seen is Episode 1. That's
oh,
it.
My
oh,
Lord.
Oh, no.
So he just has the worst impression of Star Wars right now.
Exactly.
Oh,
Brent, you know what I just figured out? You're saving a life. You're not even – this isn't even about podcast. This is like a rescue mission for you.
You're doing your good deed.
This is about turning one man's life around here.
You're doing God's work, sir.
This is the underdog story.
We're rooting for you now. Now I got to tune in every week.
I kind of don't think I want to know PJ's backstory. I think I want to continue to speculate.
I think
that means more to me.
He's this mysterious enigma who just hasn't seen any movies. Like, what's he about? What's his
he's
life?
He's like Snake Eyes in G.I. Joe, except he can talk.
Yeah.
And watch bad movies. The comic book, not the movie with The Rock.
Yeah.
Speaking of movies with The Rock, you're the only person I can talk about this with, PJ. You know what I'm about to talk about.
What's that?
We're going to talk about Lucha Underground, baby.
Oh, yeah. I just got PJ hip to that, too.
How did you get started on... Look, everybody here is shaking their heads. First of all, if you don't like it, go outside and look at the comic
book. I actually did watch an episode of Lucha Underground, and it was pretty good.
See?
It's fun.
It's fun.
It's a Lucha Underground comic book, too.
What? Where?
Oh, you didn't know about that?
No, I did not, sir.
Again,
it shows this what takes place in between season 1 and 2... Because I noticed that the mariachi band in the first season didn't come back in the second season. It's because in the comic book, Mil Muertes killed him.
What?
In the skull cone that he's sitting on is supposed to be their skull.
Dang.
I'm sorry.
And I was going to read it.
Watching it.
Brent, let me tell you something. I was so excited. First of all, here's something Brent and I met. Because Brent doesn't sound like it, but I do. I sound like a nerd, right?
Yeah.
So we're on the Mystery Science Theater Revival page on Facebook. And Brent said, hey, I have a new podcast. Please give it a listen. Feedback. So I listened to it. So, and we just started talking back and forth. And then in the course of tweeting back and forth, we found out we like a lot of the same things, which I think happens a lot with Mystery Science Theater people.
Mm-hmm.
But then he dropped something about Lucha Underground. I was like, what? Because I just discovered it on Netflix maybe like 2 months ago.
Oh, so you're new to it then, huh?
Okay, here's what happened. I'm in season two. Spoiler alert. Oh. Dario Cueto just got the temple back.
Oh, okay.
So that's where I am right now. How far are you?
I haven't seen my favorite match yet then. I'm like up to date on it. I watch it every Wednesday.
Yes. Yeah. I think season three is – I think you can rent it on like Amazon or something. Don't think I'm not going to do that. I hope my wife's not listening right now because she is
– She ain't big in the Lucha.
She is not happy with my decision. She told me the other day, she goes, you're a smart guy. How are you watching it? But you know what I told her? I said – and this is – I don't know if you feel this way, Brent. I'm a huge – sports fan too. So when my team loses, like if I'm rooting for the Dodgers all year long and they lose, that's heartbreaking. Or, you know, the Lakers don't make the playoffs again, it's heartbreaking. I can watch Lucha Underground and know, you know, it's physically impressive what these guys do. It's amazing.
Yeah.
They're like stuntmen. You're watching like a stunt show every week.
But you flying around all over the ring.
Exactly. But you know the matches. You know, it's already they got to tell the story so everything's fixed, right? So there's no emotional investment for me. I just like seeing people get hurt.
I'm the same.
It's like watching. It's like watching like a rehearsed thing of Jackass, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone just beats each other up.
Like honestly, there's. And correct me if I'm wrong. I almost called you PJ. Correct me if I'm wrong, Brent. But there's times where you look at something and you go, there's no way that guy did not get hurt right there. There's no way.
Yeah, he did.
So it's
there's
like,
times where they legit are like busting each other open and bleeding everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like watching a car crash.
It is.
Kind of.
But with colorful masks.
You feel really bad, but you can't look away.
It's like watching two clown cars collide, right?
Yeah, it is. It's great. Well, because I watched WWF as a kid, and my grandpa used to watch Lucha Libre. So, you know, I was trying to
blend
give Brent some ideas on some Santo movies he needs to be checking out. For his podcast, because there's a lot of those, and they are.
I didn't know there were so many.
Oh, he's huge. He was like Lucha was huge back in the. Well, it still is in Mexico, but he was like a folk hero. He was like Batman, Superman, Indiana Jones, all rolled into one. You know, so he made a lot of movies. There's comic books, cartoons. It's crazy. So what got me into Lucha Underground was when episode one, when Chavo Guerrero fought Blue Demon Jr. Blue Demon goes way back to the Santo days. So I was like, oh, my God, this is legit. This is like legit Lucha. So I was hooked, man. I love it.
Chavo beating with the chair, though, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know. Everybody gets beat with a chair. What I love about that is how much stuff do they have under that ring? They got tables, patio sets, barbecue grills.
Giant ladders and everything.
Everything you need is under that. Brent, how... how many episodes do you plan? How long do you plan on keep on doing? You just going to keep doing the podcast till you run out of movies, which is never.
I was going to say that's never going to happen. I was just talking to PJ about that, and I told him as long as he want to do it, I'm down to do it forever. So I could be 80 years old still talking about Equilibrium. So however long he want to do it.
What's been your favorite movie so far?
Truck Turner. All the movies we watched, Truck Turner is my favorite.
That, you know what? I've seen a lot of blaxploitation films. That is the one that missed, that I never saw. And there's a couple of copies on YouTube, but they're all, like, the ratio's off. You know what I mean? So I gotta dig it out.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta buy that one.
It just got released on Blu-ray. I forget which company. I think it was Kino Lorber.
Kino did it?
I think Kino did it.
Yeah, Kino does a lot of, like, old silent stuff, too. Yeah. John Sandy, my friend here, he's going to come in here. He's a huge fan of a Kino Video. But, Brent, I'm so glad to be able to talk to you in real life, man, because we talk a lot on Twitter. And I'm so glad because you listen to the show and give me feedback. So I know you're listening too. So I'm always like, I gotta clean this up, man. Brent's listening. I really gotta. We got a broadcast guy here.
Step up our game.
We gotta step it up.
Giving you advice on like, hey, you should probably get rid of this one guy.
Yeah.
That's a name.
Let me tell you how serious it is in here, Brent. Patrick put sunglasses on right now. Yeah. I don't know why, but he's wearing sunglasses in the studio.
Step it up.
Yeah, he's stepping it up.
Trying to look a little bit more professional for us.
Yeah. Well, keep it up, man. Keep up the good work, honestly, because I love it, and I want to recommend everybody. So tell everybody where they can find your show. Plug it.
All right, well, my main base of operations is off Podbean. You can find our site at homevideohustle.podbean.com. And we're pretty much uploaded our RSS feed to a database, so now you can find us on almost every podcast app. So if you don't like Podbean, go to any other one and find us for the most part. We're on iTunes. And, I don't know if you guys saw this, but just today I saw that Podbean has a feature now where you can upload the show to YouTube.
Ah.
Get YouTube views on there. Oh. So we're going to do that now, too. So we'll be on YouTube.
You know what? Here's my plan. I'm just going to ride your coattails, Brent. How about that?
I think that's a great idea.
I'm just going to – you just lead the way and we'll follow, all right? Like, you know, we'll just – you know,
you lead the way, and then you plug us, we'll plug you.
Well, because I was telling you, on Twitter, I've been really lazy about promoting the show just because I come in, I have fun doing it, and it's fun to do, but I'm a horrible self-promoter. So I had to remind myself to take cards with me when we went to E3 last week. And then luckily I ran into Jake there, and Jake's like, bring cards tomorrow, you know, bring cards.
I had to tell him, bring a whole bunch of cards so we can pass them out to everybody.
Yeah. I'm terrible.
Yeah,
I
mean,
that's one thing I don't have. I don't have cards. I'm glad y'all said that.
You got to get on that.
Vistaprint, baby. Yeah. Vistaprint.
Get some real nice cards. You get a whole box for like, what, 20 bucks?
20 bucks, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can just.
I'm about to do that. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Because here's what Jake and I learned at E3 is when you talk to anybody at all, they want your card because they want to follow up. They want to follow up, you know, and they want to hear from you, and you want to give them a place. If you say, hey, I want to interview you because you directed this movie or this movie's coming out on video, they want to be able to check up and look, you know what I mean? And if you do a good job with a follow-up, you might have a follower there. They might want to – they know that that's somebody that they can return to if they want to, you know, drop some news about something being released or something like that, and you can build a good relationship that way. So I'm just terrible at remembering. Because I'm old.
We really all should have cards to hand.
It's a really easy way to go about publicity, too.
Well, I got
to
see now they're telling me they want cards. God, see,
I still have some from E3, so I'm good.
It's costing me money, Brent. You're costing me money.
I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to do that.
He's inspiring us.
So you're on Twitter. You're on Twitter as well at HVH Podcast. And
HVH Podcast was my catchphrase: capital H, capital V, capital H, capital P, lowercase R cast.
That's right. I want you guys to listen to the Manos Hand of Fate episode.
I just subscribed to them
because they did a shout out to us. You will be so pumped. I've never been so pumped to listen to my own podcast, and I hate my own podcast. By the end of it, him and Pete, they got me like super hyped. I was like, I gotta go listen to this superiority complex. This sounds
I don't know what got us so hyped either. It just was crazy.
Yeah, you guys were getting each other pumped at the end there. It was cool.
Feels good.
It was a lot of fun.
I have to listen to this episode. I want to get pumped for our own show.
Well, you guys have never seen Manos, man. You have to watch it, even if it's just the Mystery Science Theater version. Because it is literally...
Watch the Mystery Science Theater version. Don't watch the real one.
It is literally one of the worst movies you'll ever see, man. It is one of the worst. And then... okay, so we're gonna say goodbye, Brent, but could you give us a sign-off in the Torgo voice?
All right, let me see. Well, guys, it was nice for you to have me on your show, and I hope you'll follow and listen and like them, because I'll be on your site, you know, listening and everything. So thank you, guys. And I was just joking before, I don't do this just for money, you know. I do like movies, and I have a lot of them, so we just talk about them every Friday.
Play that for your grandma. Play that for your grandma, Brent. And hey, give my love to your grandma for spawning a Mystery Science Theater fan. And I love the fact that she watches the show.
I think we're gonna have to fly Brent and PJ out.
You guys ready to come out to L.A. and be on our show?
Hey, we're down. I've never been here before. I've never been really nowhere outside of Ohio, so hey.
Man, there's nothing out here, man. It sucks.
Well, Lucha Underground's out there.
I know. Well, we got to get some Patreon something going. We'll start a Kickstarter. Fly PJ and Brent out here.
GoFundMe page.
Yeah, we'll do GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Hey, there it is.
All right, Brent, it was great talking to you, and we'll see you again on Twitter. And anytime you want to call in on the show... You are more than welcome, all right?
Okay, cool. Anytime y'all want me on there, I'm always free.
All right,
so during the day, I'm doing nothing.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely call you. Call in again, man. We will talk to you soon, my friend.
All right, thanks, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There it is, Brent from the Home Video Hustle.
What a great guy.
I know, he's super cool. He's super nice.
That was nice. That was cathartic.
Yeah.
So does he let people, like... Do they send him suggestions or actually send him a VHS?
You can just send suggestions and he will like I was talking about a movie that I love called Master of the Flying Guillotine. It's an old kung fu movie.
I love that movie.
Yeah, and he had never seen it, and so I just told him about it. He bought it. He's like, "Hey, I just bought it on Blu-ray."
It's a great movie.
So it is, but it's perfect for what they do. It's a lot of fun, and just check them out. Listen to the Truck Turner episode, because Truck Turner episode is this crazy blaxploitation movie with Isaac Hayes, and you can tell they love the movie, so it rubs off. And Manos is fun because Brent's seen it, but PJ hasn't. And it is this terrible movie, and PJ just didn't know what was going on the whole time.
Each episode's only like 50 minutes, so we can make – it's like my drive home.
Yeah. I listen to like – whenever they put it up, whenever they put one out, I listen to it. It's a lot of fun. It's really fun. And they're starting out, and they're really enthusiastic, and they love podcasting. It rubs off. That's a good time. I always smile when I listen to that show.
I can tell they're inspiring us to do better.
I know. Now we got to – see, I listen to that, and I'm like, now we got to do better. But let's take a quick break because John Sandy's here.
Raise the ball.
And I forgot to tell him he could come in, so let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the rest of our show. Welcome back. We took a nice break. John Sandy arrived in the break. How you doing, John?
I'm good. How are you?
We haven't seen you in like 2 or 3 weeks.
I know. No,
almost a month.
I was in Salinas, and then you were at some game convention.
So you were in Salinas, and
did that
feel like, well, you feel like you read out of a John Steinbeck novel?
That's right. I always make a point of going to the John Steinbeck Center, which is in his old house, and nobody cares. It's empty. There's like tumbleweeds blowing past. There's nobody in there. It's like, come on, John Steinbeck.
Everybody. Greatest author in America. Wrote one of my favorite books.
Yeah, and they're like, we know. It's really the only thing they got going for them. There's just nothing to do in Salinas. So
it's a nice little town.
I like it, but I was there for my goddaughter's graduation, so that's why I was up there.
Nice.
They're actually in Gonzales, which is between Soledad and Salinas.
How was the weather?
It was nice. It was before the heat wave. It was about 3 days before the heat wave kicked in. So,
do you feel like heat wave is an overplayed cover
for
the heat wave, the song?
Oh, well, everyone's done it.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's done it. Yeah. From The Who to Linda Ronstadt.
Let me ask you this, John. What is the British obsession with the song Dancing in the Street?
Oh, well, they love Motown. That's the big thing. All those British invasion bands loved Motown. So there you go. You know, they love Martha and the Vandellas and the Four Tops. The Temptations. I think that's the band the Stones have covered the most outside of Chuck Berry is the Temptations. They just love Motown. So, yeah, you're right. Everybody has covered Dancing in the
Everybody.
Streets.
Everybody. Yeah. Bowie did it.
Yeah, exactly.
The Kinks did it.
And it continues. You know, Van Halen covered it. It's like, it's a big weird one. Because it's a perfect summertime song. So, you know.
You guys have your summer jams ready? Because we're going to talk about summer jams, all right? So have your summer jams ready. I'm kidding. But think about it in the back of your head.
But think about it.
Jake is here still.
Yep.
Patrick, Justine, we just got off a great call. John was a fan of ours. Brent has a podcast called Home Video Hustle. Him and his buddy PJ watch weird, outre, out of the ordinary movies. They just watched Truck Turner with Isaac Hayes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Never seen that.
You know, it's funny because when I looked at the cast list, it's got Nichelle Nichols is in it. Isaac Hayes is in it. And then you got Dick Miller from all the Joe Dante movies. He's always he's the neighbor in Gremlins. Because
he's in all the Roger Corman films.
Yeah.
That's right. And right, he's in every Joe Dante movie.
Yeah.
He's always great.
But what a great cast.
Yeah.
Nichelle Nichols and Isaac Hayes?
I need to check that out. I've never seen it. But you know, they're doing a Pam Grier night at the UCLA Billy Wilder Theater.
Really?
They're going to show Coffee and Foxy Brown, I think.
Coffee is my favorite. Everybody loves Foxy Brown. Coffee is superior.
So they're going to show that. I don't think she's going to be there in person, but they are doing like a 70s – I think the program's called Shadow Cinema. They're going to play 70s stuff that weren't like monster hits, but they were, you know, the stuff that you remember from the 70s.
When is that?
I think it's starting this
This weekend?
It's either this week or next week. It's going to be like a month long. It coincides with a book called The 70s Shadow Cinema, and it's all these sort of oddball movies that weren't like the blockbusters, like The Poseidon Adventure. But
so if you're listening to Brent, check that book out. It's called what?
You'll have to look it up. I think it's Shadow Cinema, The 70s Shadow Cinema. And so this program, which I think is at the UCLA Billy Wilder Theater at the Arm & Hammer Museum. They're going to show almost every movie that he covers in the book. He covers about like a core 20 films.
Wait, hold on. What is going on with that door? Get your...
Damn.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, just...
You know what that is? Somebody standing in the doorway.
Yeah.
So every time they move, it's all...
You should just hear Mario in the background.
Get the fuck out!
Yeah, everybody.
You should just open that door and go, what's with that door?
This is my show!
Yeah.
Get out.
It was driving me crazy.
Now, you'll have to see if I'm right. If I've got the wrong venue, that's going to be bad, but I think it's at the Arm & Hammer Museum.
John, people don't listen to us for directions.
I know. I always think, wow, and then I'm like, there's like two people listening, so what does it matter if I get the wrong venue out there?
Yeah, they get confused. It's not the end of the world. And if they're relying on us for directions, that's a bad choice.
You know what? It's because I care.
Aww.
Nah, not really.
Oh, it's Charles Taylor.
Because I care too much.
The book is called Opening Wednesday at a Theater or Drive-In Near You.
Isn't that great?
And it is the program is called The Shadow Cinema of the American 70s.
Is I right? Is it the UCLA Billy Wilder thing?
I don't see one there. There's one in New York called Quad City Cinema that's showing it.
Wow. You don't have to go that far. I know it's going to be in L.A. And like I said, I think they're covering almost every...
Oh, here it is. I'm looking at UCLA right here.
Great.
Go Bruins. Yeah, it's the Shadow Cinema of the 70s, August 4th through August 26th at the Billy Wilder
Perfect.
Theater. Perfect. And let's see, program and events. You got Prime Cut, Bring Me the Head of Alfredo Garcia.
Yeah.
Tulane Blacktop.
Yes.
And Vanishing Point. That's a Foxy Brown and Coffee.
There you go.
The Eyes of Laura Mars and Hickey and Boggs. And Cisco Pike and Aloha, Bobby and Rose.
Now, Cisco Pike is interesting. I think that's it's Kris Kristofferson and I want to say Gene Hackman or Warren Oates. But anyway, it's shot around L.A., like around 72. If you want to see what L.A. looked like in 72, they're shooting all around it, on the streets. And most of that stuff is just not there anymore.
Well,
so
that's what they just watched. I was telling you on Home Video Hustle, they watched Truck Turner. And I was watching clips of it. And it's great because it's L.A. in the early 70s. So
nice.
It's all those American International movies, all those blaxploitation movies were shot in and around L.A. at that time, so you get to see a lot of what the city looked like at that time.
We should try to catch a couple of those.
We should. I definitely want to go see. I would love to go see Coffee and Foxy Brown
Let's
on the big
it.
Screen.
And I've never seen Bring Me the Head of Alfredo Garcia.
That is you would like it.
Is that Peckinpah?
Warren Oates. Yeah. Warren Oates is in it.
How about that,
John? We have big news. We just found out minutes before we came in.
Yes.
Okay, switching from cinema to music now.
Yes.
Happy birthday to Ray Davies.
Yes. Yes.
Lead singer, songwriter.
For who?
Not the Who, the Kinks. See that joke?
Guess Who? No.
Kinks.
Ray Davies? Yes. Not yes.
We can do this right. So, happy birthday to Ray Davies, the Kinks, the founder of the greatest band of all time.
I concur.
And I. You don't like it? Listen to another podcast.
No, I agree.
Well, also on the birthday pile, call him in here. Renee!
Is it his birthday?
Yes,
come here, birthday boy.
Yeah. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Renee. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Now shut the door.
Nice.
Happy birthday, Renee. How old are you?
I am 25.
Renee is 25, and ladies, he is available.
And we'd be nothing without you.
Renee, you're the wind beneath our wings, buddy.
Has anyone ever told you you're the wind beneath our wings?
Yeah, you're the glue that holds this place together, man. Happy birthday.
You are my rock.
I will not be joining you for lunch, but I will be there in spirit, just so you know.
Like creepy voyeurism spirit?
Right? Yeah.
Like right behind you, spirit.
Like literally just right behind you. Like,
yeah, just standing over you. Creepy voyeurism spirit, of course, that's one of my favorite
If you feel something
podcasts.
Poking your back, you know what it is.
Wow.
So Renee's birthday is Ray Davies' birthday.
Yesterday was yesterday. Renee's birthday was yesterday.
All right.
I was belated. Happy belated birthday to Renee.
Okay.
You can follow Renee on Twitter.
and every podcast, right? Is he still doing all those podcasts?
No, he's not. They all died off. We're the only ones still going, guys.
Yes,
is that
we
true?
Did it.
There can be only one.
We outlasted them. Now we gotta step up our game though. These guys from the Home Video Hustle are nipping at our heels.
The Home Video Hustle. Who's that?
I think that was who I was talking about. That's who I was talking to when I made the call.
Do they do it from here?
They do it in Ohio, so we're okay.
They're out-of-state fans, though.
See, the first podcast we listened to, Arthur, you guys were out for that call, but it's Arthur Mommy Movie Time. See, they've got the young kids. They've got that whole, like, young parents. They've got that demographic nailed, so we can't break any inroads there. Because she reviews movies with her little toddler son. Uh-huh. And that's a great idea for a podcast, right? So then, now you've got Brent and PJ. They're doing all this weird cinema. So we're stuck to, like, now we really got to break out. We got to find our niche. Like, what should we do? Where do we go from here, guys? Let's strategize.
I thought our niche was whatever the hell we thought.
Let's strategize this on air.
Our niche is we have no niche.
I'm kidding. Now, Jake and I went to
the Jack of all trades.
Jake and I went to E3 last week.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think, Jake? What are your thoughts?
It was absolutely amazing. It was the first like video game convention I gone to, and we got lucky enough to get into the first year where they were opening it to the public. So that was a nice.
Is that
surprise.
Right? This is the first one. This is the first
year, and according to reports, 18,000 people more than last year.
Yep.
Jesus.
And we felt it because a lot of those lines are really long.
So it's going to be like the Comic-Con, probably.
Exactly.
Every year it'll get crazy.
The first day, from what we heard, though, was really bad. So I'm kind of glad that we went the last 2 days.
Yeah.
As opposed to going in where it was like you're at like a crazy, crazy concert where it's just like you could not move. You could not move. Couple people had pictures showing it where it's like literally you could not move without bumping into something. Wow.
There were 4 hour lines to demo some of the games.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go get into the Super Mario Odyssey line, which only took maybe 40 minutes.
It's like half hour.
Yeah, it wasn't long.
And Disneyland status,
But it was packed, and it was all over it was both sides of the convention hall. They had stuff out at LA Live. They had stuff outside of the convention center.
They had tournaments going on outside across, like,
LA Live?
Across the street from the Staples Center at LA Live.
Just across the street. It's like far because that convention's already huge.
Yeah, that's
a lot of walking already right there. Yeah, to go out and then keep going.
We got our miles in.
Burning those LPs.
Oh, yeah. Burning those LPs and listening to those LPs.
So it was like outdoors at LA Live?
Some of it, yeah. Like the batting cage that the game, MLB The Show, had batting cages out there. They had like a little bar outside, like you could play like a bunch of their games on. It wasn't MLB; it was EA didn't have a presence there, but it was another gaming company, and they had like sports games. It was like it looked like a pub.
Well, EA doesn't have any major games coming out right now.
Well, I think they pulled out. They pulled out of the.
What did they do?
Pulled out of the convention. Yeah. See, I can make that joke. I can say those things without having to make a joke.
Because I'm a grown up. Aren't we superior?
Yes, that's why this is the superiority complex.
Yep.
You said pull out.
Yeah.
But no.
I just love that it's the girl that makes the jokes. Like so during funny. during the Catan one, you made like a dirty joke.
I did.
And I was like,
none of the guys. It was like almost the same thing. All guys again.
Yeah.
And I made that dirty joke.
Well, because we don't have filthy minds. We're not constantly thinking about sex.
Down in the gutter. Just
it was so funny.
It's always sex with you, isn't it?
Yeah, we're not constantly.
Yep.
We're men, not machines.
Yeah.
I just had to beat you guys to it.
She said beat.
Love it. Anyway.
We got to find our niche.
E3.
E3.
That's our niche.
Great. Yeah.
So you got to play Capcom versus Marvel on the big giant stage.
No, it was Street Fighter V.
Same thing. And you, how was it?
Like I said,
it was great. It was like a small circular platform that had a couple steps leading up to it. It had a big old giant screen where everyone can watch you play. And they were leaving it open, I think, for an hour or so before they had something else going on that anybody could just walk up and play whoever.
Were you nervous?
I was extremely nervous because there were
like 20,
30 people who were like kind of just standing around it waiting for whatever event was next. And I was playing this one guy and I didn't realize – I felt nervous, but I didn't realize how nervous I was until I got down from the stage. I had beat him. I think he got me once, but then I beat him twice in a row. And I walked down, and my hands were shaking.
Wow.
I'm like, well, wow. I was extremely nervous, apparently, as I started walking away. And
no comments from Justine on that one?
Wait, why? What did I miss?
Yeah.
His hands were shaking.
My hands are shaking.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
There'll be no stuff.
That's not dirty to me, though. Am I missing something there?
Mm-hmm. Think about it.
My leg was, too.
Whoa. Patrick, Justine, what did you guys think of E3?
Didn't go.
That's a shame.
Oh, the E was beautiful. And 3 was really cool.
I thought the 3 was a little lackluster.
E3 stands for Electronic Entertainment Expo. Electronic Entertainment
Expo.
I didn't know that either.
Didn't find out they were going until after the fact.
Neither did we.
Yep, me neither. I literally found out Wednesday morning that I was going.
I just like that you chose him to go with.
Oh, no. That's going to turn into
I
that.
Got invited by another...
And then he got invited.
By our friend USC mm-hmm. Carlos, or yeah. U.S. Carlos on Twitter.
You're hurt. I can
they,
tell.
They
you,
came you're to... Hurt. Somehow ran into each other.
I didn't go to the convention, but listening to the last podcast made me feel like I was there.
Did it?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice of you to say, Justine. Did, I'm glad you actually listened.
Are you being genuine right now?
Yeah, it was okay. Fun listening to it.
I'm glad you actually listened.
You know, I never saw the Beatles, but now having seen Beatlemania, I feel like I was there. It's the complete experience.
Oh, you're such a jerk face. All right. Let's talk to Jake.
Wonderful.
No, you're Patrick. Okay.
What
guys,
are we talking about?
We have a lot to talk about. First of all, the only people that reviewed Wonder Woman were Justine and myself, I believe.
Well,
you weren't here.
I wasn't here because y'all hate me.
So let's get your... Let's get your...
There's a theme going on here.
Let's get your,
have you heard him somehow?
John, let's get your opinion on Wonder Woman.
Everyone's seen it now, right?
No, Jake hasn't. Get out, Jake.
It was playing with Star Wars.
Yeah.
Which is why I didn't see it. I'm
sorry.
You cut your Castro beard.
I did.
Was that a political statement?
Yeah.
Last time I saw him, he had a full-on Fidel Castro beard.
Yeah.
And I'm looking over here going, what's different? He cut the beard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you like it?
You look younger. You look younger. I know if I shaved mine off, I'd drop like 3 years, you know? Mm-hmm.
You know what's great, John? Is
but at 55, kids, it doesn't matter.
These kids. Yo, you're the Hagar this year?
Oh, 55, yeah.
Yeah,
you're I was going to say, he's 70, yeah. Yeah, I can't drive 55.
How do you feel about that? You
know.
Love Sammy Hagar.
Yeah.
Such a big fan.
The worst. All you got to say is he ruined Van Halen. I love that. The one line in The Wedding Singer that's funny is, get that shirt off before you curse the band. You know?
Now, John, did you see Wonder Woman?
I did.
Did you love it?
I loved it. I thought it was great. They did a great job. Yeah. Wonderful.
Thoughts?
Just
likes, dislikes?
They did it right. You know, it didn't feel hack. It didn't feel, you know, stupid. It, you know, it's interesting. Doing World War One. That's a very interesting idea instead of making it World War II, which has been done. And there's a lot of chemistry between her and Chris Pine. I thought that stuff worked, which usually doesn't work. Did you not think there was any chemistry?
I don't like Chris Pine.
Oh, okay. Well, see, that would kill it. I know the people that don't. They kind of think he's kind of smarmy and snarky. They didn't like him as Captain Kirk. But in this particular case, I mean, when you think about what Steve Trevor was like in the TV show, which is kind of like just a cardboard cutout that needs rescuing, this was kind of good. They were kind of like on equal footing, and he's trying to kind of like guide her through, you know, the modern world. And that whole thing with the trench warfare, where they're like, this is not why we're here. We can't save everybody. And she's just all, fuck it. This is why I'm here. And she jumps out of the trench and starts taking on the grenades and the rifle. I thought that it was a great scene.
I loved it, too. I thought the whole – my only complaint about the movie was the – it went on about 30 minutes too long, as they always do.
That's usually my complaint. This time I didn't particularly feel that extra.
And I felt that the ending was a little video gamey.
Yeah, the ending – it was. I agree. The weakest link was the last half hour, and I don't know how anybody can get around that. Superhero movies – it's always that last act they have problems with, and it's always the part that looks the most like a video game. There's always some big, bad, whatchamacallit monster that looks like it's unbeatable, and I don't know how they crack that, because almost every superhero movie, that's where it goes downhill. They'll try something different, they'll tweak it, they'll do something a little original, but at the end, it's still got to be the hero going up against this thing as big as a building.
I thought the way they handled it in Ant-Man was great, where they actually shrunk it down. They actually shrunk it down and went the opposite.
That's right.
That was
the
way to do it.
Very difficult, because that does seem to be where all superhero movies have their trouble. But I thought that was interesting, the whole thing where she is the god killer. It's not the weaponry. It's not the sword and all that and the shield. She's the god killer. I thought that was a nice twist.
It was also hard for me to feel that she was threatened by basically like a mousy British dude. You know, I felt like she could
What was that? Was that David Thewlis?
I was like, yeah, she could take this guy. No problem. Like, no problem.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. And it's like, okay, well, he's Aries. And he just kept getting bigger and bigger and more, you know, molten, you know.
His face didn't change, so he still looks
I know.
Like,
he's still this guy with a weak mustache.
He still
mustache.
Has his pinky out.
Yeah. He's still Mr. Meek with the bowler. Yeah, it's like, really? You're afraid of this guy?
Yeah.
I was assuming he was enjoying his cup of tea.
Hello.
Yeah, you're right. That was the weakest part of the movie. But everything leading up to it, I just thought was solid. And boy, it could have gone wrong in so many ways when you think about it, you know. And she's very believable. It's a great mix. Beautiful, but very believable as somebody who can kick ass, you know. It's just, you buy it. And that's the thing that's tough with that character to pull off. And if you're going to do a live-action Wonder Woman, that's the toughest thing to pull off. And she was great. She really pulled it off.
I liked it. Yeah. Patrick, what did you think?
I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. The only downside to that movie was coming out of the theater, Justine started to beat me up.
Why?
Too much women empowerment.
You... Yeah, here, right?
I walked out. She just started getting mad.
Yeah.
I literally reached over to like hold her, and she just goes, whoop-bam!
I like my new move now.
Well, what I want to know is why... So she was able to get the drop on you, but how did she do that when she should be walking three steps behind?
Oh, shoot. Ouch, man. That movie, though, it made me really like Robin Wright. I thought she looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that stuff on the island was really well done.
That was more of a comment on the way you treat Justine than me. I'm just observing.
Nice save. Wow. Nice save, Mario.
Thanks, Mario.
My hero.
Love it. Love it.
I'm rubber, I'm your glue.
I thought Robin Wright was fantastic.
Yes.
I like the lines that they showed on her. Like, her natural lines looked really good.
Her arms were nuts.
Yeah. Did you say nuts?
She had guns.
She's having a good year, because if you watch House of Cards...
I tried.
She did a great job in that one, too. No one watches it, right?
My wife does.
People who haven't seen
spoilers.
It.
Spoilers. Oh,
so good.
Because it's on right now, right? It's happening right
but
now.
But she's having a good year. Let's just say that.
All right. A better year than the year she was Jenny?
Yes.
Better year than the year she was Princess Buttercup?
She's like peas and carrots. We were like peas and carrots.
She was Princess Buttercup. Janae.
But now she's a kick-ass
Inconceivable.
Now because she's a kick-ass warrior.
I don't think you know what that word means.
She's also a kick-ass vice president right now.
Let me. Oh, well, spoiler.
That's not spoiler.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Ruin it for the rest.
I didn't know she was a vice president. That's not.
You're thinking of Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
You gotta say spoilers before you say something so I don't hear it.
Not a spoiler.
You're such a sexist. All right.
Crosstalk.
Now, speaking of Wonder Woman.
How did Justine like it?
We're not going to talk about it. We already talked about it.
Thumbs up?
She loved it. She was doing the ching, ching, ching.
She had a lady
ching,
boner.
Ching, ching, ching.
Oh, and you've got the soundtrack on your phone. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did she play it all the time?
Loved it all the time.
Oh, man.
But before I got that, I just kept humming it. So he really got annoyed.
Yeah.
Did you? Let me ask you this, John.
Yes, Mario.
How did you, and what did you think of Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman?
He said that.
You thought it was good?
Yeah, I thought I covered that.
Yeah. I was like,
she's perfect.
Well, last time you asked me, because you said there were people saying that she might not do well in her acting, I didn't even hear that, but I thought she was great.
Yeah, you also didn't hear that Toy Story 2 was the best Pixar movie at that time.
You're still on that, aren't you?
Holy shit. Did anybody see Cars 3 yet?
Well, we just did a review with our friend from the... But go ahead. Listen, was it good?
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it. Did anybody watch it?
No.
It's getting pretty good reviews. They say it's... Because I thought, do we need a Cars 3? You know, I was thinking, maybe this will be the first Pixar movie I just take a pass on.
Maybe they finally listened, and they went with our idea that it's completely dark and that he's just...
That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing it's real dark. Yeah.
But does it look that realistic in the preview the whole way through, or does it turn into just a cartoon?
It doesn't...
I heard it looks hyper real.
It's a Pixar movie.
I heard a lot of the racing stuff looks very real.
Yeah, like, but if you watch...
Photorealistic.
And if you watch the preview and they show, like, the actual... what is that thing?
The racetrack?
Yeah. The track?
Uh-huh.
It looks real.
It's kind of like...
And they made his tires look real, like everything.
Hi, Renee. Yeah.
Hi, birthday.
Hi, Renee. Boy. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And then we found out it was actually yesterday. Yeah. More as well. That was actually yesterday.
Renee, did you see Cars 3?
No,
All right, you are going to see it?
Yes.
Big screen?
Yes.
IMAX?
No.
Three-dimensional?
4D?
3D? 5D?
Three-dimensional?
I love when they do that. They like blow dried ice, and it's like, okay, this isn't really 4D.
Did you watch Cars 2?
Cars 2 was probably the greatest Pixar movie ever.
What are you doing on that phone?
No. Cars 2 was not... I did not enjoy
you, it. You didn't enjoy
that's
seeing
the one
Mater.
Everybody bagged on and said... They, I know people that said that was the worst Pixar movie ever.
Secret
well,
Agent
I
Mater.
Realized...
Which I don't necessarily agree.
Good but. Dinosaur came out.
That's right. That is now the weakest Pixar movie.
I realized when I watched... When I walked... Watched... When I was talking to our friend Alexandra about her podcast, that I realized the reason that the Pixar movies don't work as well... For probably everybody in here, is because they weren't. That's the one group of Pixar movies that isn't made for us.
Mm.
Really, they really are aimed at a younger audience.
Yeah.
Oh, the sequels.
All of them. They really aimed at like for kids. That's like a series that they're like okay being with. They're not bad. They're just not for us.
What
think.
Cars?
Yeah.
I like the first one.
I like the first one was okay.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was as. I wouldn't put up there with all my top Pixar movies. I wouldn't put up there with Toy Story.
No.
I wouldn't put up there with... Good Dinosaur was good.
I didn't put up there with... You. They just said it was the worst and you liked it.
Yeah, I liked it.
Good for you.
The visuals were beautiful.
Visually, it was stunning.
And that looked like real life, too.
Yeah,
visually, very appealing.
He's trucking
appealing.
Around and
yeah,
it looks
that
like
one
real...
Was, it's yeah. almost creepy that they can do
it's
that.
It's almost too realistic. Yeah. It's like photorealistic, yeah. I don't know. And to me, it was jarring because it was such a cartoony-looking dinosaur. I thought, this isn't quite meshing the way it should.
Yeah.
What was the problem?
Yeah.
I'm going to...
It was a cute story.
I'm going to try to see... I'll end up seeing Cars 3, because I can't... I've seen every Pixar movie in the theater. I'll drag my daughter to it. She's now at the point where she's like eye-rolling everything.
Oh, really? So she's really not into that stuff anymore?
She loved Moana. She loved it. But she's getting into the stuff now where, like...
She's too old.
She likes live-action stuff.
Yeah.
So...
It's funny, because they're... It's funny. Kids do go through a period where they're kind of like, oh, that's for kids. And then you get to another age, and it's like, you're back on board.
Yeah.
You know, you want the animation again.
I need
you know?
To borrow $2,000 from my Disneyland annual pass.
it's like, well, yeah. Come with me to see the new Pixar movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. did anyone ride the new Guardians of the Galaxy ride yet?
No, I don't
I've heard
know.
There's like four-hour lines for that thing.
Nothing is worth four hours.
yeah, we learned that at E3.
We had two or three lines where I'm like, no.
No, I'll just wait. You know, that was the thing going back to E3. There was nothing in the game stuff that blew me away as far as, like, I need to see this. It was a lot of sequels and a lot of stuff that I had kind of seen. The stuff that we liked was, like, the tech stuff, like the Miraviz.
Yeah, those are awesome.
Those were things, like, we found a bunch of gaming chairs that we were, like, testing out and fooling around with.
Oh, no.
Shout out to Olga.
That's great. That's when you're really into it, gaming chairs.
Well, they had this one chair that just looked like an office chair. But it was for gaming, God. And it reclined all the way. You could, like, sleep in this thing.
Jake doesn't need chairs.
Why? That's okay. The
armrest stays down?
The armrest stays down, yeah.
Thank God.
Why? Are you talking about the chair, the one chair?
The chair, yeah.
The
what,
chair.
What goes on with that chair? Does anyone want to reveal it?
I do business.
Business time.
Does it have a tarp on it?
Yeah.
Let's just say it used to be a soft chair, but it's hard now.
Whoa! What does that mean?
You're not wrong.
Crusty?
It's crusty.
Nah, it's more like it was hard than it went soft.
Buy my pork products.
I was sitting in that chair. Yuck.
Oh, God.
What the hell was that?
This show went off the rails.
Well, somebody said crusty.
Okay, listen, guys.
I wish you had like when you went. I wish you had a video because the one with the TV where people are, or I guess it was a TV.
That would not have done justice. The mirror is.
Yeah, you have to talk about it.
You have to go to their website.
You have to be there.
So it's a device that you put the screen in front of your TV. It's a screen. You project stuff
on it. It's a projector.
It's a projector.
Yeah.
Is what it is. Mm-hmm. So you plug it into the
yeah.
So you plug your Xbox, whatever. You plug it in. But the three of us could be sitting on the couch and seeing three different images on the same screen.
Yeah.
And be sitting right next to one another. And so when we were playing Halo on it,
mm-hmm.
and everybody that plays a multiplayer game on a single console knows, you know, when you're playing two player, you can always cheat and look at the other guy's screen.
Oh,
on the
you
bottom.
Can.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so this projects it, so I can only see my guy. So Jake could be sitting next to me, and I could lean over and still only see my screen, but he would be looking at whatever he was looking at.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the whole time you mentioned it in the podcast.
It's really great.
I was so mad that I couldn't see it. I was like, what does this look like?
Go to Miraviz. M-I-R-R-A-V-I-Z.
Miraviz.
Miraviz.
But that was really cool when you guys talked to the guy.
He was really. They were really nice. Everybody there was really cool at the company, and we're hopefully going to hear from them again. But it's a startup in San Jose, and it's like, this is a perfect application for like a bunch of guys that live together. Like, you're rooming with a bunch of guys. You need this thing because it's like you can all – for gamers – I mean, there's endless applications for it, but gaming especially, it just seems to be
– What other than gaming, how could you use it?
Oh, you know, movies. You and I could watch – look, I don't want to watch The Beatles.
So this is like for married couples.
I don't want to wait. I don't want to watch Hard Day's Night.
This is obviously for couples that, like, I don't want to watch
– Yeah. I want a game while you game. Watch – Yeah, exactly. I'll watch the Dodgers and you play
– Gotcha.
You play Animal Crossing.
It has some – he was talking about some advertisement applications that you can do for it too.
Oh, it would be like everybody walks by
– And sees a different thing.
A different ad playing it.
Holy
like,
yeah. shit.
Yeah. It's crazy. It was crazy. It's it looked like really good. Report. Are you looking at it?
Yeah.
Are you looking at it, Patrick?
Fudge.
Are you seeing what it is?
That's crazy, but it's super expensive.
No, it wasn't. It's really not when you look at
– It was $2,000 for the whole setup.
This is $37.
No.
It was $2,000 for us at the convention.
With this business card.
With this business
promo
card.
Promo.
Yeah,
with this business card that we printed at Vistaprint.com.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fudge. But I didn't say fudge.
So now there's news that Joss Whedon, they leaked his original Wonder Woman script from like
2000
years ago.
2007, I think it was.
Really?
And people are upset that it's not feminist enough.
Wait, really?
Yeah, they're saying it's sexist.
It didn't happen, so don't worry about it.
That's what
they
Renee
didn't.
Said.
They didn't make it, so Christ.
I brought it up to Renee. He's like, "Yeah, it was from 2007. They didn't make it."
Well, how bad was it? I mean, Christ, this is the guy that did Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
See, but if it was sexist, I would kind of expect it anyways. If it ended up like
because it was a guy.
Yeah, I mean, if I watched it, I would have been like, "Oh yeah, they totally did that."
I mean, this is a guy that made the Hulk and Black Widow fall in love.
You know, I don't understand. I don't understand how people are so pissed off about that.
Hey, big guy.
They're just done with him because of that one little
big guy.
5 minute scene.
Time to go. Time to go. Night night.
Yeah,
hey,
so
big
weird.
Boy.
Time to go, Mimi.
Hey, big
it's
guy.
It's not like she's giving him a blowjob. Hey, it's just
one more time. One more time.
Hey, big guy.
One more.
Time to go. Night night.
One more.
Hey, big guy. Time to.
Once you go green, you never get clean.
Oh, that's gross.
Time to hustle off to Dreamland. Hey, big guy, time to...
Like splitting wood.
And Hulk's all, Hulk-like.
Hey,
what
big
was that?
Guy, time to...
You keep saying this, I can't hear it. What are you saying?
Hey, big guy, time to...
All right, well...
Sun's going down.
I guess he's had his moment. Everybody loved him, now everyone hates him.
I think it's
moment in the sun.
I think it's weird that you're getting I think it's weird that you're getting backlash from a project that was never done.
Yeah.
Exactly. It didn't happen. And you know how that is with the scripts. How would they get changed while you're filming it? Nothing stays the same as you're shooting it. So they'll probably give him shit. The next thing he's doing is the Batgirl movie. So they'll probably give him crap for that, too.
Oh, they're already on Twitter going, I don't know if I want this guy to do the Batgirl movie.
Holy shit.
But it was a spec script. I don't think it was a full...
And what exactly... No one what is the offending it. Material? What exactly was he going to have her do?
You able to find it?
Pole dance.
Google it, somebody, while we're talking.
Pole dance.
I see.
Somebody want to Google that?
You got your phone out?
Why don't you Google it? I'm the host.
So let me guess.
Wonder Woman tackles.
So it would have been like Wonder Woman saying to Steve Trevor, "Hey, big guy. Hey, it's already going to bed. Hey, big guy.
Hey, big guy. It's sleepy time. Hey, big guy. It's time for your tea. Hey, big guy. It's time for your chamomile tea. It's time for the chamomile."
What was that?
And by chamomile, I mean...
That was just... I don't know.
At that point, Wonder Woman becomes Charlie Callis.
That's something I'd want to see.
While you're looking that up...
Look up Charlie Callis.
While you're looking that up, in other movie news...
I love that. In other movie news...
You had Phil Lord being replaced as the... Phil Lord and Chris Miller. Is it Chris Miller? Being replaced as the directors of the Han Solo movie.
Interesting.
6 months into filming.
So it's going wrong.
Well, they both put out a statement. They and Lucasfilm put out a statement to the press saying it was amicable, creative differences.
Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
What have they done previously?
The Lego movie.
The Batman
and,
Lego movie?
No, the Lego movie and the original Lego movie and 21 Jump Street.
No.
Who did the Batman Lego movie? Who directed that?
I'll find out. Phil Lord and Chris Miller. Mm.
Okay, so with Whedon's Wonder Woman, the issue is that it's actually more about Steve Trevor than actually Wonder Woman. It opens with following Steve, and it's all from his perspective, and he views Wonder Woman when she's, like, as an adult versus when, you know, the other movie, she started from child and grew up.
Right.
And that it's more about the sex appeal. Mm. It's more about what it is from this is saying.
Mm.
Minus the sex appeal. More about, sounds kind of interesting.
It was more about Steve Trevor than Wonder Woman.
Interesting.
He was the main character. He was the hero.
More Chris Pine.
What's odd, that doesn't sound... Yeah. Who would, it's saying he had other people in mind to play the two leads, too. That's interesting. It doesn't sound
and then some
like
of
the way he writes stuff, actually.
Well, some of the wording he used for description is a little questionable.
Like hot chick and rad babe.
Sweet ass.
Whoa!
It says, we learn the exact way her curves fall around her shoulders. She is curvaceous and taut.
Oh. Mm. So he was just using... But I, you know what? That's the way...
Fine.
But you know what? Listening to that, that's a way to get people to want to make the movie.
Exactly.
That's really what it is. I don't feel like...
It's not even dialogue.
Yeah.
No, that's just a descriptor for the character.
And if you look at the comic covers, is she... What? Is she not curvaceous?
It's is she like, not taut?
Taut like a tiger. Mm. Now, let's talk about the Star Wars movie, Phil Lord, Chris Miller.
So who's going to take it over?
They don't know. But there's 6 months. It's been filming since January.
But with a movie like that, is there really like, ooh, deadline. They just...
When they're done, they're coming out May. It's coming out May 2018.
So they got a year. They got a year to get it together.
Yeah.
But they still have to do all the visuals. And...
Yep.
You know, you want to get this one right, because this is the one where people are going to go, ah, that's not Han Solo. You really want to get this one right.
I'm already saying that.
Yeah.
Just not at all.
I don't know why they had to do a young Han Solo movie, really. Why do it?
I would have rather seen support character movies, like a Boba Fett movie, a Darth Maul movie, something like
that. They were always talking about a Boba Fett movie, yeah.
Yeah, something that would have been not as iconic of a character. Well, they're iconic characters. They're not someone who can be portrayed by another actor.
I mean, how are you going to make anyone forget Harrison Ford? I mean, it's a fool's errand. How about we do a young Chewie movie?
I'm pretty sure Adam Driver did it.
Well, they did. It was the Ewoks.
They just ran out of material for the costumes. They said, we'll take off 3 feet there and 3 feet there. Okay, back on budget. We'll make them teddy bears. Why do I always bag on Return of the Jedi?
It's the greatest of the three.
You don't believe that. Is that the first one you saw in the theater?
No. I saw the original.
With your dad, right?
John, come on.
With your dad, right?
What do you think I am, one of these millennials? my pops.
Yeah, sorry.
It's the greatest movie of all time.
Followed closely by Empire Strikes Back.
Love it.
And then Citizen Kane.
And then?
Usual Suspects.
And then?
And then The Poseidon Adventure.
And then?
And then? Them.
And then? And then. Now, do you guys feel like we need to see I don't feel like we need to see a young Han Solo movie.
Nah.
I'm not excited for it. Harrison Ford is Han Solo.
I would rather see like a Knights of the Old Republic movie.
You go.
That'd be really nice.
Go way back. Oh, really? You don't care, huh? I don't believe it.
Well, you like Han Solo. You like the smuggler aspect.
I'm interested to see what they're going to do with it.
Yeah, but you're going to wait 6 months after the movie's out.
Yeah, because you're not going to see it in theaters.
That's fine.
You guys are haters.
When I do see it, I will
let you. We are haters. Yeah.
Have you seen Force Awakens?
Yeah.
He finally did.
Okay.
Did you see Rogue One?
I did.
He finally did.
He loved it.
I did.
You haven't seen Wonder Woman yet?
I haven't seen Wonder Woman.
You're on a, you know, popular podcast where we're talking about popular movies.
Let's name some summer
movies. I'm sorry, Brent. I'm going to let you down next time.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2?
Yeah, I saw it.
Wonder Woman?
I haven't seen.
What else is out?
Alien.
Alien Covenant?
I haven't seen Alien Covenant yet.
What else is out?
Pirates.
Pirates?
Don't care to see Pirates.
I fell asleep.
Cars 3?
Yeah. I fell asleep halfway into Pirates.
Did you really?
I might see Cars 3. I don't know.
Captain Underpants?
He looks like a really cool
bad
guy.
Never in my life.
It was, but it's just you've seen it before. It wasn't a bad movie.
It's the same Pirates movie.
You have seen it before. This is the same as the previous four.
Uh-huh.
No difference.
You just see Johnny Depp acting drunk for 2 hours.
It's fine. If you love the first four and you want more, there you go. But it's really the same movie over
and over. Did you see The Mummy?
No,
I will never see
it. I'm going to sit out The Mummy. I love the old Universal horror films. I'm just going to sit it out.
Terrible reviews.
Yeah, I just can't do it.
On YouTube, there's a whole video sequence of Tom Cruise's movie running.
Yeah.
So they show all of it.
You know I love this.
They put a total, and I think it was 18 minutes and like a few seconds or whatever of him running.
18 minutes of running.
They just
added it all. Like, I saw every scene in every movie of him just running.
I guess they think he just looks good running. It's like, you know what? We need to have like 20 minutes in this movie of him just running.
I don't know. I will probably check out that when they get around to that Bride of Frankenstein, Bill Condon directing, I might check that out.
But the
out.
Problem with that is Johnny Depp playing the Invisible Man.
And that's not going to be good. You just know that's not the right guy to play the Invisible Man.
You need a good, strong voice actor to be
exactly.
The Invisible
Man. And, God, do like they did originally. It doesn't have to be anybody you've ever heard of.
Yeah.
Go cast the voice. The original Invisible Man, nobody knew who the fuck Claude Rains was. That voice was so mesmerizing, you were hooked. And that's what they need. You don't want to be thinking through the whole movie, oh, this is Johnny Depp.
So you don't Jack want so Kevin Bacon?
Yeah, I didn't like Hollow Man so much either. I wanted to like Hollow Man when that came out, and I thought, this is not good.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
It was a little too rapey.
Yeah.
Yeah, extremely. Yeah, that was not a good movie.
Very creepy.
Oh, no, I said rapey, not creepy.
I don't know. Yeah, Benedict that's Cumberbatch could pull off that character, but get an unknown. If you're, that's the trick. Get an unknown with a fantastic voice, but they're too. It's worth too much money to cast an unknown. They just won't do it. So I don't know. It's a tough thing to pull off because nobody's really pulled it off for like the last, you know, it's been like 70 years since there was a good one, you know.
A good monster movie?
No, Invisible Man. Because whenever they do it, they always do it for laughs, you know. Yeah. Usually they play it for comedy.
Yeah.
When they do an Invisible Man movie. They're, you know, and like, yeah, Hollow Man, he was trying to make it creepy again and make it like unsettling. Mm. It just
that was
wasn't
too
that
unsettling.
Good a movie. Yeah.
It was too unsettling.
I don't know.
I like when they do unknowns. Like when they did it for Star Wars, it was good with Daisy and...
Yeah. But it takes some guts because people always go, God, this movie is worth this much money, and can we really just go with an unknown quantity? You know, we have to kind of know what we're getting. Also, pull them into the theater. But that can be distracting. Some characters, you don't want to be thinking the whole time, oh, that's so-and-so, you know?
Yeah.
It's good to get an unknown.
It works sometimes. I mean, but it's hard.
Sometimes.
That's what I don't understand, you know, again, not to beat a dead horse, but... There's no need to see young Han Solo. It's not. We've already learned from the prequels. It's not interesting to see a character you already like. It's good in little bits. It's good in flashbacks.
It's good in theory,
but you don't need to see a whole. You know.
Yeah, they should have learned that lesson because we didn't get anything out of seeing a young Anakin. At least I didn't. Seeing him as a kid, don't care. Seeing him as a teenager, don't care. Maybe if they were better actors or if it was a better script, that was not fun for me to see a young Anakin.
I think
it should have been interesting.
You think the what?
Script killed it for the first three.
And they weren't good actors. No. I wonder what they say. That kid playing the little Anakin was not a good actor. Mm-hmm. And what's his name?
Christensen.
I didn't think he was a good enough actor to pull that off. That was, you know, it wasn't a great script, but that was not a, you know, that's a really involving character. That should have been very engrossing to see a young Anakin, and they just didn't pull it off, acting wise or script wise.
Yeah, it's one of the great misses in cinema history.
Yeah,
along with those are the ones that hurt. The ones that the ones that should be good and just screw it up. Are much worse than the movies that are decent and just didn't make a big splash because you can always go back and enjoy those. You can always go back and enjoy.
Right.
Like when I watch Big Trouble in Little China, I'm like, I still love this movie no matter what.
Yeah.
It should have been. Why wasn't this a bigger hit?
Yeah.
But when I watched the prequels, I was like, you know, I'm like, wow, this could have been so much better. That's always so much worse.
Mm-hmm. I agree. The one thing that was fun was seeing a young Obi-Wan because that they pulled off. I thought Ewan McGregor did a great job.
I love Ewan
McGregor. As young Obi-Wan. He got the voice down. He got the mannerisms. You believed it. And that was interesting. But it really wasn't his story so much. So that's the
That'd be a cool one to see as a solo film.
More young Obi-Wan?
Just moving rocks around on Tatooine for 2 hours.
But you know, they've kind of done it. We've gotten three films of a young Obi-Wan, so.
Obi-Wan.
But yeah, it's a great character. I know people that would like to see more Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan.
Use the force.
Ringo, it's yeah. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi-Wan, use the force.
I've got a O in my pocket.
Oh, I can't do that accent. I can't do that Liverpool
accent. The Liverpool accent. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Anakin, the force is just midichlorians.
Obi-Wan.
Here, take this blood test and we'll find out how magical
yeah.
you are.
Yeah.
Through this blood test.
Oh no.
Thud.
You have AIDS.
That's right.
Whoa. Oh,
you have the space AIDS.
Wow.
Space AIDS.
Jeez.
What is the matter with you?
I got problems.
I have to answer all the emails. I'm the one that has to do it.
I know. That's why I get away with it.
Say you're sorry.
Say you're sorry to all the people with space AIDS.
Yeah. No regrets.
And say sorry to Brent.
Yeah.
We have to find out if you are the chosen one. Here, take this blood test.
Yeah, that's it. Yep, chosen one. Does it have the scanner? Does it just say chosen one? Like you're pregnant?
I know. It's like, here, piss on this stick. Chosen one. You're the chosen one.
Wow.
And suddenly the show just took a turn.
Yeah, we started out with this nice, pleasant interview with like a family podcast, and then we went right into this.
We went right into Space Age.
I should have let you guys listen in on that. That way you would know. We would have set the tone right away.
So you say we got fans in Ohio now.
Our friend Brent, I don't know Ohio. If PJ listens, but Brent
listens from Ohio.
Listens from Ohio.
That's a mind bug.
Through the amazing technology of the internet.
Wow. That thing you don't own.
Home Video Hustle is the name of his podcast.
Home Video Hustle.
At HVH Podcast.
And he's a professional broadcaster, so he's putting us all to shame.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, is he?
School for
Step
broadcast.
It up, Mario.
So what does that mean? He's a professional broadcaster.
Listen, you just don't
sounds good.
Does he have a degree from the Columbia School of Broadcasting?
No,
that's not
really Columbia School of Broadcasting. It's not as good as my degree from Trump University. I'll tell you that. Whatever it is, Brent.
Are you upset, Vice Principal Spicer's out?
Vice Principal.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Really? When that happened?
Last week, I think.
No, he's no longer.
He's no longer doing press conferences.
Oh, it's the there's a woman doing it now, but he hasn't been fired.
No, he's not fired.
He's just not doing the.
Yeah,
press conferences.
I've noticed that he doesn't do all of them anymore. Yeah,
she's the White House spokesperson. He is the
because I thought I just heard him a couple days ago. So he hasn't been doing them, huh?
From my understanding, yeah.
Maybe they're easing him.
No. Patrick's making it sound much more pleasant and hopeful. They're just not doing. They're not allowing press conferences anymore.
Oh,
that's why Spicer's not doing.
That's a bigger problem.
Yeah.
So it's going to be all tweets now.
Yeah, they're tweets. Not letting people. Someone on Twitter reported that CNN was not allowed to ask a question, but a Russian reporter was.
Yeah.
Recently.
I think I heard that.
I heard about that too.
That's like when nobody was allowed in except Russian photographers. Remember that? The front page. This is from TASS. It's like nobody gets in but the Russians. It's insane. You just can't believe it. If somebody had told you this back in 80, Russians only allowed in. Only Russian only Russian journalists allowed in while we talk to the Russians, while he divulges secrets to the Russians.
And nobody cares.
If you had said something in 80, they would have gone, what?
And his followers will still tell you it's a big conspiracy, like global warming. Or
he could literally have said anything to the Russians.
Yeah.
And we don't even know what he said.
It's becoming increasingly clear that demographic is not going to budge.
Nope.
The only thing we can do is get more people to vote next time.
They just won five special elections.
What happened with Georgia?
The Republican won.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Five special elections. Mm-hmm. Didn't get one.
Mm-hmm.
All the outrage is on the coasts.
Right.
It's
right.
The people in the middle. They think he's doing a great job.
I would start finding out who didn't turn out, who didn't vote.
What is this global warming?
Yeah, yeah.
What is all this science you're talking about?
I think they're just...
Science. Burn the heretics. Science.
Well,
whoever thought it would come down to that? Facts. Scientific facts. And it's just like...
Science?
Burn
under
the witch.
Siege. Under siege.
There's one guy running. He's going to run for office. I don't know if it's this, what the office is. And he is a scientist. He says, we have to start running for office. Scientists and biologists, and we all have to run for office. We have to represent ourselves. He's going to quit what he's doing, and he's running for office. So that
somebody's
going
to do it.
There'll be one guy that can say, no, I would. This is – I was – It's that won't work probably.
Literally spent my
science.
Life studying this.
Doo doo doo. Sean, do it.
I love that. Doody-doo.
Science.
Weird science.
No, John, do it.
Science. It's alive. It's alive.
No, I'm talking about fire.
I am the god of hellfire. And I bring you fire.
Boo-dee-doo. That's it.
Yeah.
That's what we want to hear.
Boo-dee-doo.
This is the quality. All right, guys,
let's wrap it up. What a great show today. We didn't talk about a lot, but we got a lot done.
We spun our wheels.
We didn't talk about a lot, but yet we were talking a lot.
We were talking a lot, yeah. Yeah, John, it was good to have John back.
Thank you.
Felt
an
right.
adult to bounce stuff off of. I seriously dead air with these guys. I tell you,
I don't believe that for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, no, I'll make like a Mabel Normand
Thank
reference.
You,
and like, crickets.
I don't know. But conversely, you'll say Skype and I'll go, what's that again?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh, was it?
That was the evil.
I made a Skype reference and John went, huh?
That was the evil computer in Terminator 2.
Mm. Skype. Skynet.
Skypenet.
Skynet.
See, he didn't even know. His mouth was open. He's just sitting there.
He'll catch it.
You didn't even know that one? Skynet?
What movies have you never seen? Go.
God, that's so awful. What haven't you seen? Go.
PJ, what movies haven't you seen? Please send us a list and we'll say. Justine, what is one movie? This is my question of the day. What is a movie everybody talks about that you've never seen?
That they talk about now?
Everybody talks about, like.
So I already said I haven't seen Casablanca and I feel like.
Oh
that's
my God, you're so.
Oh my God.
Patrick?
But it's not a constant thing. I don't hear a lot of people
no.
referencing
it, no,
it to
it's
me.
No, it's us. We're the only
but
ones.
But I do know it's an old movie.
I don't know.
Seen.
Has Patrick seen it?
I've seen Casablanca.
That's a great romantic film to watch.
Jake?
With your Wonder Woman?
Which one is going to deal like the lightest blow?
See,
well, which one do you want to see?
Jake, that's the difference between you and I. You go for like the light touch. I just go barreling in heavy as I can.
Pulp Fiction.
You've
what?
Never seen Paul. Oh, get the fuck out.
Can we lock that door and show it to him?
Oh, I've seen bits and pieces,
monitor?
Never the whole thing.
There's
though.
No monitor.
And Jake was never back.
You've never seen Pulp Fiction.
Or Clockwork Orange.
Or what?
Godfather.
I'm more upset.
No, you're
I'm
making that up.
I'm more upset about Pulp Fiction than anything else.
I know. You said go for it. I'm like, okay, I'll go for
okay.
it.
You know what we should do? We should take him. The New Beverly runs it like once a month because Quentin Tarantino owns the New Beverly.
Yes.
Next time it plays on a big screen, let's just take him.
Jesus.
Yeah. John, what about you?
Oh, Top Gun. That's the one everyone's seen that I've never seen.
That's
yeah.
what? No, that's okay. That's
I know. Somebody always says that. That's all right. You don't have to see that.
Yeah, you can watch it on YouTube.
You can.
Goose doesn't make it, okay? There you go.
Yeah, I've heard.
Wait.
I don't know. It just, yeah. Hey, look, if you haven't seen it in 30 years, I guess it's not a priority.
It's not.
You know, at the time I thought, eh.
You want to see a semi-homoerotic volleyball scene, go for it.
We could see that in here.
Maybe. Stripes. Really, Pulp Fiction? You've never seen Pulp Fiction.
Not all the way through.
So when we were making those Pulp Fiction references last time, just over his head.
What Tarantino have you seen?
Kill Bills, Django...
have you seen Reservoir Dogs?
I haven't seen Reservoir Dogs.
Because those are the big two, really. Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction, those are the big two. If you like the other ones, those are the, yeah.
I'm not judging, dude. I was just asking.
Yeah.
But what the
John, I can't believe you haven't seen Top Gun, though. That's so weird.
Yeah, I just, because I don't give a shit. You know, I was never a big Tom Cruise fan. But everybody's seen it.
He's just running, so I mean,
flying.
By the way.
He runs and he flies and he flies.
Amazing
and he runs.
Runner.
By the way, I never got around to seeing it. It always looked kind of interesting, but it had Tom Cruise in it, so I was always a little reticent. I just saw Edge of Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. It's not
that
a bad one.
That was good.
Yeah. You get to see Tom Cruise just get the
shit
crap
kicked
beat out
of
him.
But you know
it was amazing.
That's not a bad movie.
No, it's not.
And Emily Blunt's great in it.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's a good plot.
I enjoyed it.
It's funny. It's you know, it was such a dopey title that when they repackaged it for DVD, with in really big letters on the cover, they make it look like the title is...
Live, Die, Repeat.
Yeah, Live, Die, Repeat. Because they thought, okay, we needed something that was a little more, here's what the movie's about. Edge of Tomorrow makes it sound like a soap opera. Yeah.
It's Groundhog Day with aliens.
Yeah. I think Tom Cruise just seemed like a real person.
Yeah,
in that one,
yeah. He is capable of good movies, you know. But I am gonna sit out The Mummy because it just looks like it's crap.
I've heard it did not get good reviews, man.
Yeah. Renee said it was terrible.
It did not get good.
Did he see it?
Yeah,
he
did. And Renee loves everything, and that's not a slam. He's a good guy, and generally tries to see the positive in everything.
Nope.
And that movie was unsalvageable for him. So
yeah, I'd rather spend my $8 on something else. You know?
Well, guys, we got good news. I'll be at Dodger game tonight and tomorrow. So.
What was your movie?
Oh, I don't have. I've
oh,
seen
yeah.
Everything.
What movie have you not seen?
Yeah,
I've seen everything.
Huh?
Name your favorite movie, and I'll see if I've seen
no,
it.
No, but there's got to be something that everybody talks about you've never seen.
Stripes.
Seen it.
There's really no movie you haven't
Groundhog
seen.
Groundhog Day.
Seen it. I don't know. I can't think of one right now.
Your wife likes Roman Holiday, right?
Love Roman Holiday.
He loves Sound of Music. I know that.
You know, I hate it. Gone with the Wind, I hate it.
Did you see Bye Bye Birdie?
You know what?
You've never seen Bye Bye Birdie?
I've never seen Bye
now,
Bye Birdie.
If you like Anne Margaret.
No, let me tell you this.
She's gorgeous in
the I've seen the I've seen the credit sequence.
Oh, my God.
And I know the songs, but I've never seen the whole movie. Isn't that weird?
That opening credit sequence is.
But that's not when I feel like awful. People are like, you've got to see this.
No. So there's nothing that anyone's ever getting you shit for not saying?
I mean, you've seen Pulp Fiction, right?
No. Is that good? No, I'm kidding. You know what movie I also hate that everybody loved for about 5 minutes was Donnie Darko.
Never seen it.
And I, never,
I didn't like Donnie Darko.
I didn't like it.
Never seen it, and people always rave about it. And there's even a special edition they ran at the...
I liked it. I
think they ran it at the Newart or something.
Renee, how do you feel about Donnie Darko?
Oh, like the movie?
Yeah.
It was
all right. It's all
right. How crappy was The Mummy?
Crappy.
Okay.
How bad? Renee, you like everything. Reach into this mic and tell me how bad.
Scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, I gave it, I think I gave it like a 5 or a 4.
Oh, wow.
That bad? What was the worst part?
Tom Cruise, maybe?
There you go.
Was he
gave
running
him all
and he.
Cheesy lines.
Was he running and then he tripped?
No.
I didn't offer you gum, by the way.
I know. It's my birthday.
And that's it, folks. We're out.
Okay, folks.
Take the pack.
So for Renee, for here, Jake.
Happy birthday.
For Justine.
I picked that out just for you.
For Patrick. This transmission ends now. Fight the power. Is what I should have said first. Now this transmission ends now. Happy birthday, Renee.
It's a double negative.
Transmission ends now.